so still. Oh, how build a new kingdom in that house on the hill. Looking out for love. Big with love. You said that you love me and that you always will. Oh, you baby. In that house on the hill, looking out for love. This is love. I was alone with him all. I was but only to fall. Look out for love.
Hey, everybody. It's Thursday. And we're back. I'm Jake.
Woo! I'm Riff.
I'm the Xenophobe.
All right. So, yeah, been gone for a while on account of ye old Comic-Con in San Diego. Or, the name San Diego comes from the original German for a whale's vagina.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the
gee. You learn something new every day, don't you, kids?
Yeah, so Comic-Con was fun.
Yep, yep.
We met some people. We did some stuff.
Yep, yep.
We sold some shirts, and we repaired our sign that we made over and over and over again. Until it finally stopped working entirely and was beyond repair. And
those are dirty Lego thieves.
What? Dirty Lego. Oh, right, yeah. Riff totally horked a Lego. There was a bin at the Lego booth where they'd let you play with shit, and Riff totally horked it.
You're evil, evil men.
We needed it, man.
We totally needed them.
Eventually, some super glue was, was used.
Well, yeah. Living with mechanical engineers for 4 years has taught me that if it moves, it will break. It's just the long and short of it.
Yep. The trick is just to make sure that it can go for 5 days of constant use before it breaks.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried. We tested it for 6 or 8 hours at one point, and it worked.
No, that's 5 or 6 days, isn't it?
Well, I mean, the thing is, we could squeeze the axles and stuff back together at the beginning of every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it got super wobbly in transit. It was never the same after it was sort of dismantled to take back.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we need to make it more modular and then reassemble it there.
I think that's a good plan. I don't know. We have twice as big a booth for next year, and we were talking about having Roy, the pretentious artist, make another identical display case, so we could have another, we could have a thing on each end kind of pointed out into the aisle, getting people in there, and then we thought, God, that means building another one of those moving signs. Hopefully we'll have the moving sign up at KOLCon for people to see. Yeah. I think it'll work.
I think the second one should be of the Naughty Sorceress battle. Or if it's just the Naughty Sorceress and the Sword and Martini guy moving back and forth. You know? I don't know. I don't know how cool those things are. I only ever saw a video of the moving sign, so I don't know how much work it was.
Yeah, it never made it. It never actually made it to the office until after Comic-Con. Comic-Con was fun.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I found it exhausting, but enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah, like everybody else, like, I didn't really have to, like, spend a lot of time in the booth and stuff, because everybody else really kind of picked up the slack for me. Gotta hand it to all those kids. Everybody who works for me and or is married to me or anybody who works for me, thank you.
Them is a long list.
It is. Skullcracker 13 says that G4 had bad coverage of Comic-Con. No KOL. Eh, those bastards. Next year, we'll see.
Whenever we got the hot publishing deal with Disney and Wizards of the Coast at the same time, then they'll look at us different.
Yeah, it was cool. Some of the guys at the Blizzard booth played KOL. That was exciting.
The guys that run Disney's Magical Kingdom Online are big old fans.
That's cool. We should see if we can get Disney to. We should see if we can get Disney to publish an actual 3D MMO for us. That's all about, you know, just porn and slapping women in the boobs. That's how you level up, is by slapping women in the boobs.
It'd be like a mini game.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you play Frontal Assault.
Frontal Assault?
Did you guys ever see Frontal Assault?
No.
It was this game that was kind of like DDR, except you had to you had to smack this virtual pair of tits in to get them to, like, jiggle in specific patterns at specific times. It was pretty terrible.
It sounds pretty terrible.
Yeah. So now, I guess, let's see. I was going to say there's nothing going on until Comic-Con. There's really nothing until KOLCon. There's nothing, like, official going on until KOLCon. I leave next week to go to Lollapalooza, which will be fun.
I leave in about 2 weeks to go on my major road trip of doom and destruction.
Zeno's gonna go on the road to find himself somewhere in America.
Yeah. And I'm leaving tomorrow morning to go back to San Diego.
Which is really funny. Apparently, someone reports that there aren't baskets in the market, but I can't do anything in the kingdom at all because it's laggy-ish yet.
Oh. Huh. Weird. I thought that those were,
Yes, I would have thought that was completely automated myself. I'm going to double-check it to make sure this guy just isn't blind.
Yeah.
But I'm going as fast as I can, and that's not very fast. We've got it in the works to get another MySQL consultant out here to help with some of this post-rollover lag, because I know a lot of you find it crippling.
Yeah, I found, I faxed the order form in for the consultant. Where the consultant, I'm trying to get the same guy that we worked with last time, because that guy was like, teh hot shit. The way that the sales guy kept talking to me, it was like he was setting me up to let me know that we couldn't get the same guy again. So, you know, if we can't, whatever. As much as we're paying, they've got to be good.
Oh, the Oyster Basket isn't public. Oh, because the,
Oh, because it wasn't in there. Weird.
That's because the default is probably to make it private.
Yeah, the default is to, because I mean, that's how we learn. All right, so the thing is, in between this Oyster and last Oyster, for those of you who want to understand what we're talking about, we made it so we can put stuff in NPC stores on dev, but they don't show up if you're in the NPC store on the live servers. And, yeah, the default, when you put a new item in a store, like the daily script did today, was to have it marked not public. So, yeah.
Little, and that is fixed, by the way.
Fixed. So. It's public in the store now, and then it won't be public next time. Yeah. So we'll be fine there. I guess a lot of stuff has happened since the last time we did a radio show, just by virtue of the fact that it's been a long time since we did a radio show.
Yeah.
Where were we game-wise? Have there been two Tuesday updates since we did a show?
Yeah.
There was last Tuesday, and then there was this Tuesday.
Yeah, I guess there was.
This Tuesday was pretty simple, though, so it's not a big deal. But yeah, we haven't done a radio show since the Knob Shaft. Knob Shaft. Man. I love us. Except for Riff. Just kidding, Riff. Thank you for the system message. All right, I'm going to go into the radio bug. We've probably got just a metric ass load of radio bugbear messages.
Not really. There's about a normal amount.
Yeah.
They extend till, like, the 19th.
Tater's Choice asks if, he says, are you sure people don't reward stupidity? Because I've been getting a lot of stuff from random people. I mean, I don't know. I would say the game rewards stupidity in a lot of in a lot of ways. So maybe they're just taking a page.
Most of the game is doing silly things. So.
Yeah, you know, trophies are for doing silly things. It's pretty stupid to eat 722 fettuccine and Connors. Commander Wiggins says, "What happens on Saint Sneaky Pete's Day? What doesn't happen on Saint Sneaky Pete's Day? You know, what happens on Saint Sneaky Pete's Day stays on Saint Sneaky Pete's Day.
Typically."
Yeah. Nico says, why does fishing at the sewer still get the stupor adventures when drunk? It'd be nice if you could burn off turns after getting accidentally overdrunk. Well, you can at the clan gym.
You can at the clam gin.
Clam gin. You know what I had, which I thought was going to be really disgusting, but was actually completely unremarkable? We went to this fancy seafood restaurant downtown in San Diego, and I ordered a martini that was like gin with blue cheese stuffed olives, right? And I thought maybe it'd be like milky with little bits of cheese swimming around in the gin, and I was like, wow, that sounds disgusting, but I'm already drunk, so hey, I'd like to be able to say I drank this. It was just like a martini, and then when you ate the olives, they had blue cheese in them. It was kind of unremarkable.
That was kind of how I felt about those Final Fantasy potions.
Oh, I saw those in the fridge.
Yeah, Krovac sent us those because he was talking about them. At con, he's going to do, there's like, he's bringing six bottles and a prize, and some of us have signed up to see who can drink one without gagging.
The Final Fantasy potion?
Yeah, because apparently, because he feels they're absolutely awful and horrendous, but I don't know if those Holiday Jones sodas just totally inured me to disgusting drinks, because I thought they weren't all that bad, actually.
You thought the potions weren't all that bad. Okay.
Right, right.
You're not ever going to make the claim about the Jones sodas, that they're not just repellent.
Oh, man, the buttered Brussels sprout soda.
That just about meant, like, it's very rare that tasting or smelling something, like, actually gets me close to throwing up, but that did the trick.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sensitive to that. I'm glad I didn't drink any of those.
This stuff is fucking sick. It was like, it's just, imagine just drinking, like, half butter, half the juice from a can of Brussels sprouts, only it's carbonated.
And sugary.
Let's see. Someone else says, my tent has a window? Make a tent-specific message for Bricks, please. Yeah, your tent has a window.
Yeah.
What,
yeah.
We're not skimping on tents, man. This is the fucking 2000s.
Real glass and everything.
Yeah. None of that safety glass bullshit either.
For those of you who missed the point, it's supposed to be that way because it's funny.
Yeah.
And it was intentional.
The Gunrun says, when did you guys stop Skyping people in? I would have listened to recordings of the shows when you did, but so far I haven't found any. We only Skyped people in, like, the first couple of shows. It really
didn't work.
Yeah, it was awful.
it was basically them calling people up and going, so, what's up? And they go,
Yeah. Except half the time it was like, hey, can you hear me? No. Can you hear me? No. Okay, goodbye. And not precisely like that, but...
close enough.
Yeah. Rudd says, we need an owl familiar, because after all, who doesn't like Hooters? We have an owl familiar.
Yep.
A snowy owl.
And it's what I consider to be a fairly clever reference.
It is. I agree.
Alan C. says, as a grumpy chat misanthropist, I would really like to be able to wang people who can't spell. However, I'm in hardcore. Any chance you could make Wang's Hanks pullable?
The only problem with that is that they're untinkerable in the things that you need. So
yeah, so that's
we
why
could make them not untinkerable.
Once you made a Wang, we could make it. I mean, that's
the problem with that is, what if you make one accidentally in hardcore? Then you're kind of up the paddle without a grandma.
I mean,
if. Yeah, I guess you got a point.
If you were trying to make an mwah and you didn't realize that, you know, they'd go backwards.
Well, there is a reason that you would make an N. My initial thought was that as soon as you'd made the NG to make the Wang, you'd realize that you were starting down the wrong path, but that's not the case, because there is a legitimate reason that you would make an NG. Yeah. So it's not hard to think that you might accidentally tape the your WA to the NG instead of the ND.
Take your WA to the NG, motherfucker. I'm not a rapper.
Yeah, that's certainly yes, true. That's truer now than it's ever been. Neville DiJacobi says, fucking awesome, Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yeah. You know, I prefer Schlitz to Pabst Blue Ribbon, and I'm drinking myself a delicious can of Schlitz right now. I was helping Nama move some furniture, and decided that it was time to drink some Schlitz from a can. Because that's when you got to drink cheap beers, when you're putting things onto or taking things off of a pickup truck. Or, in my case, while I'm driving a pickup truck to the place where we're picking up the furniture. Because I drink and drive. That is something that I do. I don't, you know, drive when I'm really, really drunk. But
he also drives a lot better when he's...
There is not a goddamn thing wrong with drinking a beer while driving a car if you're not drunk. There just isn't. There is no reason in hell for a law to exist that says that I can't drive to the store, buy a six-pack, and drink one on the way home. So, since that law doesn't make any sense, I just choose to ignore it. And you know what? I think that this sort of counts as civil disobedience, because, you know, if I gotta pay a fine, if I gotta go to jail for it, I will. I'm not gonna, like, pretend I wasn't doing it. If they're like, you were drinking while you were driving, I'd be like, yep, fuck you, pig.
Oh my
That's
God.
What I'm gonna do. Maybe, please, and maybe not so much exactly that.
Yeah, please don't get shot or anything.
Maybe, you know, maybe by pig, by pig I mean officer, and by fuck you I mean I'm very sorry. That'd be funny, though. I wonder if that's the kind of thing that would land you on one of those, like, Max X, you know, extreme video shows or something. if they happen to be, like, an audio transcript of it. I'd like to. I remember seeing this guy. It was on one of these that show, Max X, which was actually pretty funny, right? It was this guy getting pulled over for driving drunk, and he's just sort of incomprehensibly drunk and just kind of fucking with the cop who's pulling him over, and he keeps not answering questions and stuff, and the officer is like, can you hear me? Do you understand what I am saying to you? And the guy, like, walks over to the side of the road, picks up a traffic cone, puts it up to his mouth like a megaphone, and says, no! That guy is awesome.
Well, I mean, it's not like you have a job where I'm getting arrested for a DUI would make a big difference.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I could take a $1 cab ride to work every day, and I'd probably be okay. But, yeah. Yeah. And it wouldn't be a DUI. The thing is, it would not... If I got arrested for drinking a beer in the car, it wouldn't be a DUI because I'm not drunk.
Right.
Yeah, you know, right.
I don't do that on the way home from the bar. Plus, I mean, the only thing that's shitty is that here, the blood alcohol content limit doesn't mean anything because they can give you a DWI even if you're at lower than the legal limit if they gauge that you're impaired. So, I mean, basically, they can ruin your life if they just decide that you're drunk, have absolutely no evidence backing it. But,
huh.
But, you know, I keep seeing the back of the phone book that's like, experienced aggressive DUI attorneys, and I think, like, you know, old men attacking people all the time. Like, yeah, they're experienced.
While they're drunk.
Or like sluts. Like a slut with a knife in a courtroom. You know, she's experienced and aggressive. Yeah. Bunyip Andler says to you, Riff, I hate to be all adult and conformist, but you shouldn't smoke. It kills, man. It kills.
Well, you know, that's what I'm hoping. I'm suicidal, but I'm just, like, really lazy, so I figure this will get me eventually, and I won't have to worry about it.
That's what Kurt Vonnegut always said, man.
Yeah.
I think the quote is, on a long enough timeline, everyone's survival rate drops to zero.
Kurt Vonnegut is just not working. No, because he's, like,
yeah.
He's pushing 90.
He's been smoking, what, like a pack of Lucky Strikes a day?
Pall Malls,
that's
like
right.
Filterless Pall Malls.
God. So, yeah, so in light of that, I don't think my 5 Salem Lights a day are going to kill me.
Not too fast, anyway.
Not for a while yet.
O'Grady says, I don't know why Jick doesn't play the game. The game is like a slutty daughter who turned legal after ascension testing and lets everybody ride for free. If he played, it would be like incest. Well, that is why I don't. Wow.
Yeah. It's
O'Grady says poetry journal, random word generator, like in the activation code. Huh. One time for a poetry assignment where we had to write a poem in high school, I instead wrote a program to generate random poems and turned it into source code. And I had to explain what it was, but I got credit for it because they were like, whatever, smart ass. But it wasn't very good. Just kind of random words.
There's some program floating around now that the spam email people use to generate the text for the bottom of the emails, and some of it's pretty poetic. I bet you could modify it fairly easily into a pretty interesting random poetry device.
There's this interesting method that I saw in some program when I was like in grade school, that it'll take a body of text and then generate random text based on that text by picking a starting point, and then it'll like move forward until it finds a word that exists somewhere else in the text, mm-hmm. and then it'll like flip a coin to see whether it branches to that other word or not.
Yeah, yeah.
And takes off from there. And we wrote actually
like I think that's called like a Markov chain generator or something like that. I used to have a program that did that.
We wrote one in PHP for this project that I did with Doc Galactic a couple years before I started working on KOL, which is actually on asymmetric.net if you look at it in the features menu. It's called Infinity Plus One. And it's sort of this fortune-telling engine that's based on a tarot deck, which is based on this kind of nonlinear novel that he wrote with a bunch of different chapters, chapters being represented by different cards. And the idea was that you were supposed to paste in... There was like the sort of... I don't exactly know. I don't remember how it was divided up. It would give you three cards. It wasn't like past, present, or future. It was like body, mind, and spirit, or something. That it was like each card represented like, you know, this is what you are thinking about, you know. Whatever. So like one of them, you were supposed to like go to a news site and just cut and paste like one of the day's top stories into it, and then it would mash that text together with the chapter in the novel. And another one, you were supposed to like just write something, and then another one, you were supposed to post in like some like a dream journal or something, which it was creepy because I actually had like a text file that was a dream journal that I kept for years and years and years, and pasting that in there, it would generate a lot of just random sentences about my grandma's house and stuff. Like, that's weird. Anyway, yeah, the reason that I haven't done anything with that, what I was gonna do for the people who were constantly spamming on description IDs trying to find, I was going to or else just make one item that did this. Whenever you looked at the description, it would randomly generate a couple of paragraphs based on all of the other item descriptions.
Oh, that's a great idea.
In the game.
That would be pretty cool.
But the thing is, it was super processor intensive. Like, it would just have to create these gigantic arrays, and it was just incredibly slow on shared hosting. I don't know what it would be like here. The other thing I thought of, though, was we could just generate, like, 1,000 of those and have the item display one of that 1,000. It wouldn't matter how long it took to actually generate. I mean, maybe that's what the item that we were talking about for the new tower monster and the thing that would, when you pasted two of them together, it would turn into some random thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
We could do something with that. Precariously Placed Tentacle says, "Hey, Jake, after eating Pop Rocks and drinking the colas from White Citadel, nothing happened. I know they're mostly ice, but can you change them to give beaten up?"
Do you really want them to?
Well, I mean, it would preserve the joke, right? Because yeah, I mean, right? Does it happen now when you drink the new cola that we introduced? Did we?
No, it doesn't, because that has to be hard coded for each case.
Yeah, I just wonder if I remember to do it for that one, because I don't remember anybody ever complaining about this before.
Yeah, I think you did, and I've heard people complain about it.
Oh, okay.
I certainly haven't changed it, and you've been gone, so.
What you mean? Do the cans of cloaca cola result in? Oh, okay.
But the cups,
not the,
you get from the
not
white
the cups.
Okay. Oh, no, that's what I meant. I mean, because originally it was the dyspepsy, but and then when we added cloaca, did I remember to add the
cloaca? Yeah,
I think
okay, so.
I think
so much
they
remember
use the same bit of code. It's just like case dyspepsy or and case
right.
cloaca, because they're identical.
Well,
sort of.
I always think of the Pop Rocks thing as you eat the Pop Rocks and then drink a can of soda.
Yeah.
Like, by the time you actually order the food at White Citadel, you know, what if you bought it ahead of time? Whatever. Then it goes flat by the time you get it home. That's, of course, if it's flat, why does it regenerate MP? I don't know!
That's why it doesn't regenerate as much MP.
Rickett says, why are stat gains from the Ultimate Wad not affected by stat days? Because that would make them way too powerful under certain circumstances. I mean, what the Ultimate Wad does is not so much give you a bunch of stats as you gain a level. You know, and I don't want you to kind of gain a level and a half if you're the appropriate class on a stat day, or gain a level but half again as many substats as you would normally get in your other, you know, non-primary attributes if it's a stat day. So it's just it does what it does. Yeah. Vlad Slipshod says, I love the name of your Astral Badger, my Astral Badger being named Vlad Slipshod. So, thank you. Thank you for the inspiration for that.
Thanks for the incident.
I was actually playing the game to test something, and I'm like, why do I keep seeing the name Vlad Slipshod out of the corner of my eye on the combat? Oh, right. I named my badger Vlad Slipshod.
Is there any reason why your terrarium is publicly viewable?
Yeah, I made it that way on purpose. Like, okay. 'Cause there wasn't really anything to hide.
Okay.
You know, at the time, and I wanted people to be able to see the names and stuff in there, including the 2/3 of them that I just haven't bothered to name at all.
Yeah.
A lot of
good. Yeah, most of my terrarium has unnamed familiars because I don't really play the game on my xenophobe character.
Someone else suggests cliching a monster in the NetHack dungeon should make its picture look like a colon. That is a good idea.
Would it be like the intestines and the and your appendix?
Yeah. Gorblack says, it has come to my attention that there is no chow mein that increases mysticality in Moxie. Do you plan on changing this, or is this just yet another facet of the name Asymmetric Publications? Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't like thinking. It's hard.
I suppose that it wouldn't be a big deal at this point to come up with some other items with similar drop rates and make a Mysticality and Moxie set of chow mains. Although having 5 is handy for the elements, the high mains. So, yeah, let's just say it's another.
Asymmetricality.
Yeah.
Asymmetric, fragilistic XP aladocious. That wasn't that funny. Oh, well. Oh, let's see. I have no idea where the...
Yeah, I've lost myself. For a minute there, I lost myself. JebDM09 says, shouldn't the Barskin hat have cold resistance? No, because we don't want something super early in the game that gives you cold resistance because of the whole quest importance of cold resistance. Zalan says, the PvP minigames relating to maximum HP and MP are currently borked. There's also an error with how rank is lost. If you hit people 50 above you, you lose 19 too high. The same thing happens in reverse if you hit somebody very low in your limit. Okay, the rank gain loss was fixed. If there is a bug with the HP and MP minigames, I don't know what it is.
I think a lot of the people reporting bugs on that is because they don't understand how it works.
Huh.
It's like, do you mind if I spoil that?
No, go ahead.
Now, a lot of people think that the HP game is based on percentage of MP, or HP and MP that's you have, but it's actually your absolute total value. So if you have 40 out of 40, and someone has 41 out of 2,000, they're going to win because they have 41, and you only have 40. Same thing with the MP, so... Whenever you're making a bug report, take that into account, because that's how it works.
Yeah, because if it was percentages, I feel like almost every one of those would result in a tie.
Yeah.
You know what? I really have to go to the bathroom, so do you guys want to handle a question or two while I drain the main vein?
It's not a vein.
What do we got here?
Oh, let's see here. I was playing a game and I lost. Oh, man, these questions are kind of all over the place. Shit. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, have you ever been to foon.co.uk? If not, go there and download the game Black Shift. It's a really fiendish game with lateral thinking, timing, and skill puzzles. Try it.
Okay.
I'm going to go to foon.co.uk. I've been playing this game called Jumper, which is basically just the world's most obnoxiously difficult jumping puzzle.
I can't believe you're still playing that. You're nuts, man.
Yeah, I don't understand what's wrong with me. apparently, they have Super Seraph Brothers, which is kind of
okay.
Clever. I'm kind of out of the loop. I haven't done a radio show in a long time, so I'm sort of fumbling, trying to remember how to roll.
The Gunrun is asking a lot of completely random and ridiculous questions, which I'm going to ignore. Someone else, that's the actual name, someone else suggests making an ultra rare for the sewer.
Then all the people who farm the sewer would just pop that stuff out. I don't think we want to encourage that any more than people already do it.
I don't know. It's no worse than farming the peak.
Let's see. Oh, Dive Vernon says, since the critical hit's threat range is modifiable through plus critical hit enchantments, would it be possible to have items that perform other things on a critical? Examples include increased damage multipliers, item meat drops, stat gains, or buffs. Huh. That's interesting.
The idea that different items would do different things on a critical hit?
Yeah, or like an item would modify what happens on a critical hit or something like that.
I actually very much like that idea. And the whole thing that we were talking about where different items would have, like, you know, like the things that they would do periodically, like the Vorpal Blade going snicker snack or whatever.
Yeah,
which sure. The problem with that is that's the only one I've ever been able to think of.
Yeah,
you know. But actually having some specific like critical thing, and then maybe we could work something out where we had, you know, just a set of code that would do different, because most of them would just be like extra damage or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, some of them could just double damage, but I mean maybe a critical on the Icy Hot Katana would, you know, do 5 hot and 5 cold.
Yeah.
Or something. I mean, that'd be kind of neat if the... Because we've been talking about adding a bunch of, like, attack messages for specific weapons. I think I finally figured out a way to do it that would actually, like...
Be satisfying?
Be workable. I mean, not satisfying, but actually make sense. I mean, mm-hmm. Have it not, you know, constantly be... You cut the head off of, you know, something that doesn't have a head or whatever.
Yeah, I saw you made a post on the wiki or something about that.
Yeah, it was just in the dev channel. Actually, I need to make a post in the wiki so that maybe Xenophobe can code this thing up before he leaves.
Yeah.
Or maybe I can do it. I was thinking about that today, and then I was like, well, you know what? Fuck, dual wield totally screws all that up.
Yeah, the game's gonna come to a standstill when I leave. I think because I'm so important.
He is, man. Parse says, as a grimoire idea, how about a pet rock disguise? Make any familiar look and act like pet rock. That's pretty funny, actually.
That is a good idea.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, have you ever been to foon.co.uk?
I already read this.
Go there and download. Oh, you did. Oh. Yeah. Is Black Shift any fun?
I don't know. I'm playing this jumper game still. I don't know why.
Jumper game?
Yeah,
somebody... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah.
Somebody sent a question. I don't know where this is, if I passed it already or if it's something I just saw earlier, but asked me if I had watched the Portal trailer from Valve. It's like a game that's coming out with Half-Life 2 Episode 2. Did you look at that?
I heard about it. I didn't see the trailer.
It's fucking cool.
Yeah?
I've not heard of any of this.
It's basically a game where what it seems like your only method of interacting with the environment is with this gun, that the first time you shoot it at a surface, it creates like an exit portal, and the second time it creates an entrance portal, right? So it shows, you know, okay, the first thing, it's like, all right, there's this impassable chasm you have to cross, so you shoot at the wall across from you, and then you shoot at the wall next to you, and go through there, and you're across the chasm, so like, yeah, whatever. But then there's like one where there's this robot that needs to be knocked over so it stops shooting at you. So he shoots the wall above the robot and then shoots the floor underneath this box. The box falls through the portal, flies out of the wall with the same velocity and knocks the robot over. And then it shows him, like, shooting two sides of a tight corner and chasing himself around in this giant circle, and you can see yourself through the portal.
Oh, weird.
Right? And then just, like, shooting the ceiling and the floor, and you just fall indefinitely. Like, there was just all this...
Basically, it's just the dimension door portal, like the D&D spell?
Yeah. And but all of the video shows them just doing this crazy shit, like, you know, accomplishing different goals and, like, solving different
puzzles. Kind of a neat, design space.
Yeah, it's just that I was impressed by that, and I'm totally gonna buy that.
Maybe I'll finally crack down and buy a Valve product. I don't know why I haven't. I don't have anything against them. It's just
I bought one. They released a game a couple weeks ago that it was like $20 and it seemed neat. It started out apparently as like a mod to the original Half-Life, but it's a first person shooter that's kind of like a mystery cruise. Like you
murder mystery crews.
Yeah, you have one person who you're assigned to kill. There's apparently some real life game that like people at MIT play that is like this.
Oh, the chatbot has a similar feature.
No. But you're supposed to kill you get one person that you're supposed to kill, and then you know there's one person who's supposed to kill you, but there's you can't do it in front of anybody.
Right.
Right. Like you know it has to be somewhere off where they can't you know where nobody sees you carrying a weapon or whatever, and you're just on these boats and it's like you. Eventually have to go to the bathroom, you know, so you can't just, like, stay out in the open forever so that you win. Like, you eventually have to go to private places to accomplish certain things. It's got kind of a Sims-style...
I played that sort of game live once at WVU, and it was pretty interesting because we allowed the creation of bombs, so everybody made all these elaborate devices with, like, old alarm clocks and stuff. To sneak into people's dorm rooms and it's fun.
Seems like that's the kind of thing that could get you put in jail.
Nowadays,
because you know after
a lot harder.
After 28 minutes ago, everything changed. Oh, let's see.
Were you talking? Five Four says, were you talking about Street Wars?
I don't know what he. I don't know what he called it. He called it, like, Mafia or something.
Hmm.
Di Vernon says, the adventures in the typical tavern should give adventures in addition to stats. That's actually a pretty good point. That would make that zone suck a lot less for people.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it gave kind of crappy ones, it would be better than nothing.
Beer, maybe. That's kind of a neat idea.
I mean, there is code for an adventure to give you extra adventures.
Yeah.
One time I was going to make a zone where every adventure gave you three adventures. And then I was like, wait a minute. Di Vernon says, why does the apathetic lizard man give you apathy when you hit him instead of when he hits you? I don't care.
Yeah, well, what's the point?
Yeah, I'm...
Gorblak suggests that I name my pet rock the intern in charge of naming the gift shop guy. Because he does nothing.
That's pretty clever.
Di Vernon says, my clanny Swagludite stopped by your booth and got me tons of shit that you guys all signed. Shout out to him for being so awesome and to you guys for this great game. Woo, Swagludite!
Yay!
Oh, Assassin, says Fusilaban. And then Mafia is a different game.
That's the version I'm aware of. Somebody, I think it was Steve Jackson Games, put out a book of it.
About it?
Yeah.
Glebe says the bubble wrap ore should have a use option in the inventory that lets you pop it.
I thought briefly one day while you guys were at Comic-Con about implementing a really small JavaScript game that when you used one, it would give you just a sheet of bubble wrap to pop. But I decided not to.
Disco Rabbi says, one should be able to make advanced wines with the still. For example, grapes could become white grapes, fermenting powder could create cultured yeast, and they would make Chardonnay. Or better yet, Labrusca grapes could create Manischewitz. We don't want no Jew wine in our game.
I don't know enough about wine to be amused by that, I think.
Yeah.
Wine just always just sort of gave me a hangover and didn't really get me that drunk.
I don't know that wine hangovers are not necessarily... wine gives me heartburn. I don't like white wine at all, and red wine gives me heartburn. Although I had some at Olive Garden last night.
Would you like some wine? Would you like some wine? Would you like some wine?
Yeah, that's what they say there.
Irritating.
Cyan220 says, it was really cool to meet Phoenix and Riff, and I wanted to tell Jake that the display looked totally awesome. Also, I think the tiny plastics looked awesome. I sadly ran out of time to grab a Naga, although I would have grabbed a lime right away had they not run out. Yeah, because we also debuted the tiny plastics at the... at the Comic-Con.
Do you have any idea on when we're going to get any more of those?
I don't. I need to talk to the Pretentious Artist and find out what the deal is there. Because we don't even know if they've made the rest of them yet. They made some to send to us. And they shipped them straight to Comic-Con, and we sold all of those. But there's, you know, the bulk of them still to be made. And they're coming to us on a boat, so they're at least a couple weeks off, even if they sent them today. I think that we will probably sell them at KOLCon and then not start selling them in the store until after KOLCon. After we've actually had a chance to reorder, maybe, depending on how they sell. Cyan220 also says, as a final note, a while back I asked you to help convince my fiancé that she should keep playing. Your threat of my demise didn't seem to do the trick. However, seeing that Phoenix was, quote, a normal girl, quote, has gotten her thinking maybe she'll pick up the game and try again. It was either that or the Femtastic Disco Bandita shirts. I don't know.
It's kind of
you don't know her very well if you're describing her as a, quote, normal girl.
Yeah.
Because she crazy. A lot of the time I'm like, damn, Gina, you crazy.
Is her real name is Gina?
Yeah, it's weird. Nobody knows that. All right. BlendChaos13 says, greetings, Asymmetric staff. I was wondering if any of you have ever tried Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and if you're particular to any flavor. We went to the Ben & Jerry's factory when we were in Vermont, but we went there on the one day of the week where they're not making ice cream.
Oh, man.
Which seems like the one day of the week that they would not give tours of an ice cream factory, but no. Yeah, so that kind of sucked.
I always liked Cool Britannia, but I think they stopped making it.
I mean, I like the cookie dough kind. I think that's really... I don't know that I've really tried a lot of it. I'm not a big ice cream person.
Yeah, me neither, really. I like Otter Pops.
Otter Pops. Yeah, yeah. Otter Pops are better than ice cream. Sherbet. Yeah, I always wanted...
Sherbet is good.
Rainbow sherbet is what I wanted for ice cream for my birthday when I was a kid. Because rainbow sherbet is fucking delicious. And I don't like... icing on cakes, either. Like
yeah, I don't like icing on cakes much.
Yeah, I'm not a big
always
cake fan
like
in general.
Plain angel, like an angel food cake with no icing on it. That was always what I wanted.
Yeah, like plain angel food cake with like cherry pie filling on top of it or something.
Yeah, I never really did that. I mean, I can see why that would That's be good. Like yeah. treating it like a cheesecake, but yeah, just like cake frosting. Like I don't get why you would do that. Talola says, now my question. Oh, wait, it says, it was cool to see you guys at Comic-Con. I was the girl in the red shirt who told Scully she loves him and bounced stupidly and had her pic taken with Jake and Co. Love you guys. Now my question. Somehow I got two codes for the super cool item. What should I do with the other one? Give it to somebody that you like.
Or burn it.
Or burn it. Don't sell it on eBay.
Don't sell it in chat either, because it's that's bad karma.
Jesus asked if we could send some good thoughts to sewer rats, because he's in the hospital and they don't know what's wrong with him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Get well soon, man. Everybody. Everyone listening, everyone who can hear me, send good thoughts to sewer rats.
Everybody.
Whoa. Calatan suggests using a syringe to put hard alcohol into otter pops.
Huh.
It probably would make them freeze pretty shittily, though. Like, they might, like, unfreeze. Just be like an alcohol surrounded by slightly sweet and slurry and disgusting.
Yeah, it seems like it would freeze. It would actually just be like an Otter Pop in a sheath of alcohol.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, I don't know, mix it up really good or something and then freeze it. Like, do it before it freezes, and then...
That's pretty funny.
Mix it thoroughly.
Punk27 says, how about occasionally when you're adventuring in the Dungeons of Doom, you get the message, you displace, and then the name of your familiar.
That's pretty funny.
Jack asks something that a lot of people have asked for. Would it be possible to add a semi-compact mode where the left pane was compacted, but the top pane stayed normal? I don't know why everybody hates the drop-down top.
I think it's the most... I think it's... like impossible to use.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if I actually played the game, but
yeah,
I mean,
maybe.
I just use, you know, like the I go to inventory and that's where I read my messages from. And
you read your messages from the inventory?
Yeah, I read my message because I've got the +1 amulet of messages that I never equip, so I have to use it from my inventory to read my messages.
I see.
Gorblack says, there's some speculation in the forums that the White Citadel burger is an acquired taste, giving more adventures depending on how many you've eaten. Any truth to this?
Maybe.
I don't know. Sloan Me says, the other day I drove past a place called the Genome Research Institute, and I could have sworn it said the Gnome Research IG Institute. That's because it did, man. Temporary Man says, the yellow traffic cone's description is one paragraph. Standard cone message and the joke about how yellow about yellow snow, but the latter three cones are two. Change for consistency?
What?
I don't know how important that is. Jester 8 says, idea for accessory. Dildo shoes.
What?
Are you supposed to be like some sort of midget or something?
Dildo shoes. Like shoes to put on your dildo? Or
like shoes that have little dildos that would dildos pop out of them, like James Bond or something?
Yeah, yeah, like Maxwell Smart's phone. Yeah, huh.
I don't understand, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Jester 8, I think that's... Sunkiss says, why can't Saucy Salve be used out of combat? Because...
Because we said so.
Yeah. You can't think about it too hard or it doesn't work. I mean, why can't Lunging Thrust Smack be used out of combat? Because it's
or out of context.
Yeah. Kirion says, hi all, probably going to get a few of these, but hey, there's an extra R in the Blister in the Sun adventure in the Daily Dungeon. Huh.
Blister in the Sun.
Gorblex says, for some reason, a lot of newbies ask what you have to give to the Hermit. I don't think you make it clear enough. I mean, in that the tutorial tells you exactly what you have to give to the Hermit, I think it's pretty clear. Gorblex says, in keeping with the running gag, shouldn't the Amulet of Extreme plot significance have a capital X? No, because it's using extreme in its actual sense, as opposed to extreme in the capital X sense. It's not like extreme plot significance. It's just extreme significance.
Yes.
I mean, it could be amulet of significant plot significance. Amulet of
certain plots. Amulet of
absolute plot significance.
Yeah, yeah. Amulet of lack of plot insignificance.
Yeah. Ooh, hey, that's
yeah. Burry asks if we can get the new trash outfit tattoo as a store guy.
I can go in and add some more of those at some point.
Yeah.
Those are pretty harmless to add.
Should be pretty easy to stick in there. Any of the 60 by 100. You know what we should do? We should add every custom avatar in the game.
Yeah, that would be a really great
thing. Oh my god.
Did we ever do the thing where you can use your own custom avatar as a shopkeeper?
Oh yeah, totally.
We did, okay, alright.
A lot of people have.
That's cool. So really, people can kind of...
Yeah, look at Bashy's store. It's especially disturbing.
I'm going to do a Who Is Bashy is what I'm going to do.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Bashy's store is what I'm going to do. He still says to view player pick of Bashy. Oh, wait, I see actual player pick. Crine says, whenever the topic turns to trophies, a muttered 7 is always heard. Thus, my idea. A trophy made of 7 smaller trophies that can't be obtained by any means. That only I have, maybe. That'd be cool. Because then, you know, even if there were no trophies undiscovered, there would be 7 trophies not yet discovered.
Uh-oh.
Ben Mears says, can we get an account option to sort combat skills in the used skills list by MP, the way they're sorted on the skills page? Spo says, is it possible to get a trophy for hitting a monkey with a bone enough times? Because, you know, the monkeys must be punished. Usually you want to punish them by spanking them, though.
Or socking them.
Damn dirty apes.
Or shocking them. You know you gotta. Smidge says, are you working on any way to not use all of our permanent skills? I personally find the game a lot more fun and challenging with fewer permed skills, but having to keep creating multis for specific skill sets sucks. You know, it is periodically claimed in dev by RMAC that this is something that a lot of people want.
What is that?
The ability to turn off skills for specific runs and, you know, the ability to play with some specific subset of skills. And I just don't think the demand for that merits any complication of the interface.
Yeah.
At all.
I think I agree.
And yeah, and I mean, I think that I'm right about that, but I don't know. You know, this is the first time anybody other than him has ever mentioned it to me.
Now he's going to have our noses in it for like weeks. We love you, Armac.
Snot asks if Slash V is broken. Says it sure seems to be. I used it this morning.
I used it yesterday.
Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, why is the picture for temporary blindness a guy with really wide eyes? Shouldn't his eyes be blacked out or missing or something? It should actually just be like a photograph of Stevie Wonder."
Yeah, that'd be, in 30x30 pixels, it'd be really telling.
A guy with sunglasses, it might be worth changing.
Well,
that.
I mean, if you're blind, you still have eyes. You can still open them.
No, your eyes are replaced with sunglasses. If
you're black bars or X's, right?
It's like a porn star in some like weird, you know, 50s porn. Yeah. They cover up their eyes with those things.
What if they make sunglasses that have those just like big rectangular sunglasses
so people can't tell who you are?
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, once NS13 is out, will you give everyone who was around something like you gave the pre-ascension people? Maybe a tattoo or a custom untradeable undiscardable item?" Probably not.
Yeah.
Enemy Lasagna says also, "Hey guys, will there be a word puzzle in this game, but each letter is 1,000 kilograms, so you have to use the wand of Nagamar to switch them around to solve the puzzle?" Huh.
Meh.
1,000 kilograms.
That's a lot of kilograms.
Yeah. That's more than one.
That's more than 999.
Slightly.
Gorblack says, "Why did you deem it necessary to not allow us to fight or play the slots when drunk?" We actually had this, Marshall had this idea for drunk PvPing. Actually, I don't remember if it was Marshall or not. Somebody in the dev forum had this idea for drunk PvPing where if you tried to PvP when you were drunk, it would just randomly select a target instead of...
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, which I think is kind of funny, too.
It should, do you still get to pick, like, the various options, like Burninate and all of that?
Yeah.
It should randomize those, too.
Yeah. That'd be funny, though, if it randomized those, too. Palpy says, "You wouldn't by any chance mind posting your VimRC file somewhere, would you? I can't seem to figure out how to get Vim to indent PHP files intelligently. Hooray, nerd request." I do all my indentation manually.
Using set C indent is what I use, and that does a fairly good job. It kind of messes up like whenever you're at the very left end of a file when there's not much indentation. Like, the ifs kind of get weird, and that's just solvable with a few applications of the less than and the greater than commands. But I guess I could post my vimrc. It's not really that awesome.
My vimrc is set ts equals 3, set no expand tab, set tab stop equals 3, set shift width equals 2. I don't even know what that shift width thing does.
The number of characters that it shifts whenever you use the greater than, I think.
Oh, that's weird. I wonder why I do that differently then. Tab stop of 3 means tab is 2 spaces.
3 spaces.
Oh. Well, okay, then that's fucked up. I do 2 spaces when I'm indenting. I don't know why I've got that like that.
Yeah, I usually use spaces when I indent, but since I figured out how to set my vimrc such that it... Whenever Vim automatically does my indentation, it looks exactly like the way Zach does his manually.
See, I just liked using tabs because then if you want to increase or decrease the indentation, it doesn't. You don't have to...
I do funky things with formatting sometimes, like with comments. And I don't know, it's just tabs are always the way I did things. Or spaces, not tabs. It doesn't really matter. It's not that big of a deal.
Fearful Ferret says, "What is your normal work day like? Do you follow any kind of schedule?" Not really.
I wake up and I
grab a brush and put on a little makeup.
Yeah.
See, if it was weird, man. He wears makeup even though he's a dude. He's like a TV star in that regard.
Yeah.
Smith Manser asks if we'll ever be able to adventure in Edgar Rice's burrow. it's next to William S.'s burrow.
Yeah.
And
I'm lost.
Yeah, because there is John Wilkes Booth. I mean, that's Edgar Rice Burroughs is the guy who wrote the Tarzan books, and
I've never read those.
There might be a guy making barrels named James Fenimore. which requires knowledge that Cooper is a word meaning somebody who makes barrels, which I guess not everyone has. Got my knowledge of obscure tradesmen's names to thank for a large number of things.
My Cooper's had a really weird childhood. My it's like sitting.
Well, I knew a guy named, one of my best friends growing up. His last name was Cooper, and I just looked it up in a dictionary once because it never occurred to me that Cartwright was a word that meant somebody who makes
carts.
And that I was talking to somebody a long time ago. And we were trying to figure out that what verb is wrought the past tense of, and it's not right. It wrought is the past tense of work.
Huh.
In that.
Well, that makes sense because whenever you have wrought something, you've created something.
Right. No. I mean, work in the sense of like working metal into something. Right. But so then what? Wherefore right? Like. Does that just mean, like, a wright is someone who works?
Might be.
A wright is someone who, if he was doing his job yesterday, wrought something? But I guess just wright, I don't know how to speak English, looked this up. If just W-R-I-G-H-T is in the shits.
Is in the shits.
Connor is a trade name, too.
What is?
Connor, my last name.
Connor, what does that mean?
And Ale Connor was the guy who was paid by the Brewers Guild to go around to all the bars and drink the beer and make sure they weren't watering it down.
Huh.
That sounds like a great job.
Excellent job.
Well, that's neat.
Yeah.
So it was con in the sense of, like, assess.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you con something in EverQuest. I think that means consider. Although maybe consider is from the same...
Could be.
Because assess and consider could be kind of. We should take a break. What music should we listen to?
Mm.
I just kind of picked something random out of my old MP3 collection. That
always works.
The Lindsey Buckingham that we came in on. He being the guitarist from Fleetwood Mac. let's see. I tend to always play exactly the same thing when I go to randomly play something out of this collection, and I'm not sure why. We got like an 8.5 minute Rusted Root song. I'm okay with that.
That would work.
And then we'll play We'll play both of my Rusted Root songs. And
all right.
We'll be back after a large amount of Rusted Root.
Rusty. We'll be right back.
radio. Well, pick me up with golden hand. Oh, Miss Sale, oh, Miss Sale, you'd run.
All the way, all the way.
Everybody say, everybody out. Well, I would like to hold my little hand. How about we run a little bit? How about we run?
Moobity say moobity ah riff.
Moobity ah.
Heavens to Murgatroyd? What?
Heavens to Murgatroyd!
What does Murgatroyd mean? Is that like a name?
I think it's just a name, yeah.
What are you holding?
An otter pop.
Giant. Oh, it looked like. I envisioned it as some lightsaber, except instead of light, it was made of a giant Cheeto. turns out it's just an orange popsicle. Digsto Stacy says, something we found at our last meet, Semolina Draconis, is that there's no oven mitt giving hot resistance. Any chance of implementing this? Seems like a perfect offhand.
Hmm.
That's in character. Spiderball says, where in the 30 minutes of rollover does the turn rest happen? Maybe turn reset? I don't know.
Like, maybe in the first third.
Yeah.
Most of rollover spent, doing, like, backups.
Yeah.
which, you know, adds time to roll over, but then also gives us comprehensive nightly backups, which means that White Wednesday can never happen again. Or if it does, then it's, the effect is much, much less.
Yep. I'm looking. I was gonna see if
what?
Wow.
Huh.
Sorry. I was looking at. So it took tonight compared to last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 minutes less to back up DB2.
Well, I'm glad I got rid of all that debug data then.
Yeah. I got rid of like a gig and a half of expired message data, and
I got rid of 7 gigs of combat tracking data. Yeah. We actually left running for 2 months.
But I wonder though. I mean, that was before that though. That was before last night, right?
And then I guess it was, wasn't it?
And then between last night and tonight, that's weird that it would make that big of a difference. That 7 gigs would make less of a difference.
Well, maybe it didn't.
Maybe it was super long before. Maybe it was.
Yeah,
like
I don't have any frame reference.
5 minutes. Yeah, I don't know. What was the total? Total downtime was 31 minutes 22 seconds. Which.
Well, before I dumped all that extraneous debug info, it was lasted up until like 9:05 or 9:06 or 7. So
we've removed 3 or 4 minutes. Oh, neat. I hadn't looked at these logs in a long time. There's some other stuff. I should look at some of the stuff that takes a long time and see if there's any way of making that faster. It's getting to the point where it's taken 10 minutes just to delete players.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Yeah. I suppose we could just, like, maybe we could have, once a month, we could have an entire day of downtime.
I'm sure everybody would.
And a much shorter rollover.
Huh. We could convert every table in the database to NoDB and use database constraints to do deletes with cascades.
Ooh, yeah, that's a great idea. Nothing safer than cascading deletes.
Yeah.
Aria Potterstein says, are you satisfied with the quality of the interface? What's your favorite / least favorite interface feature? I'm pretty satisfied with it, honestly, because I like the simplicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My
least favorite thing is, I don't know what my least favorite thing is.
I don't know either, really. I like to improve chat some, but that's got a lot of prerequisites.
Yeah, and I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, it works fine, but it could be better just based on like features and stuff. I'm not saying that it's broken or undesirable right now, but there is some things that we could do, but our situation just can't handle it right now.
MacMan104 says, I was wondering if the gaps in the item table are intentional. Are they undiscovered items, or do they serve some other purpose, or just for the hell of it? Some of them are items that are not so much undiscovered as just unimplemented, and some of them are gaps because something got deleted and never got filled in. Some of them are, actually, I guess all the actual gaps are gaps because of that.
Yeah. Like, one of the items that had a really complicated recipe ended up not needing a step, and we had already made the item for it, so now it's just a sort of a placeholder unused thing.
I don't know how I feel. I mean, maybe we could fill in those gaps with kind of one-off items as we were throwing stuff in there, because the item table doesn't really matter where anything is.
Yeah.
It's not like the earlier items are all, like, prestigious because their item IDs are low.
Man, that would make those seal clothing clubs the most awesome game item in the game.
No kidding. In the same way that I'm the most awesome player in the game. That's cool. ALB says, I've always wondered what happened when there are two different accounts, one named Mr. Guy and the other Mr. _ Guy. Is it possible to blue message the one without the underscore? Well, okay.
It used to be.
A long time ago, it was possible to create that. Now, you cannot create an account with underscores if the account with spaces exists, or vice versa. It was possible to blue message either of them using their player ID.
Poor Trogdor fell.
Yeah.
I think that was the major force behind that, was his anxiety.
Kashara says, tomorrow is Sysadmin Day. Who is the KOL Sysadmin? I guess it's Geff Intertron at this point.
Yeah.
You could do something for him if you wanted, but I'm not going to tell you how to find him.
Me either.
I think he'll appreciate that.
Jeffrey Duke says, okay, please tell me you watched Who Wants to Be a Superhero. I didn't watch Who Wants to Be a Superhero.
I don't watch TV.
Not I. I watched The Amazing Screw on Head.
The Amazing Screw on Head.
It's a new cartoon they're doing on Sci-Fi Channel by Mike Mignola, the guy that did Hellboy.
Huh.
It's really funny, actually.
It's not that there's a new adult channel called Head and you watched a show called The Amazing Screw.
No. Sorry.
Let's see.
But yeah, go to sci-fi.com/AmazingScrewOnHead, all one word, and check out the pilot. It's funny as hell.
I wonder if allonword.com is... exists. I'm sure it does. Yeah. It's Mr. Alligator.
Wow.
Content-free. Quick downloads.
Content-free indeed.
I would hope that something that is content-free would have quick downloads.
Eric JL515 says, hey, if you send in money, what do you have to write in it, and do you get a letter back? Because I would rather not. Well, you don't get an actual physical mail letter back, but you get a K-mail with your Mr. Accessory.
Do you still do those manually?
What's that?
You still handle those by yourself?
Yeah. No, I still, if you send in money with a letter, I still will read it and reply to it in a K-mail, because I like to keep in touch with the fans like that.
Woohoo!
He's not sold out yet. He's still Indian extreme.
Indian extreme?
Yes.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I'm kind of distracted. I'm addicted to this goddamn jumper game.
Is the game where all you do is like provide a little bit of upward momentum for your thing that's otherwise falling through some bullshit?
Pretty much.
Wow. That's the kind of game that I would play for like 30 seconds and just be like, you know what, I'm way too bad at video games to put up with this bullshit.
Man, I wouldn't even get that far. I'd be like, this game is all jumping puzzles? No thanks.
Buttons. As long as the game is entirely jumping puzzles, I'm okay with playing it based on the fact that I'm playing a jumping puzzle game. I don't like games that sneak in jumping puzzles and otherwise interesting, sort of gameplay.
That's way worse.
Yeah, I'd say that if there's one thing that I don't like about Half-Life, it's the jumping puzzles. Let's see. Button says, now that we have non-equipment ultra rares, can we get one that's combat usable? I want to hear people whine about it being stolen by the boner Dagon.
That's a great reason for doing that, I think. It's so that the sorceress and the boner Dagon can be like, you can't use this. Wah-na-wah.
Alphonse Braun says, dear Jick, for being the king of the hippies and all, you should know how to spell hippie, right? All right, I looked this up. It is not definitive whether a single hippie is H-I-P-P-Y or H-I-P-P-I-E. So, can you think of any other singular nouns that end in I-E other than, like, pie?
That was what I was going to say. P-A. Okay, I'm not going to play this game anymore.
Quickie.
Quickie?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's see.
I don't know.
I think that it's not fishy. Huh?
As in like the cutesy version of fish. Fishy.
Fishy. Mm-hmm. Oh right, like a little fishy as opposed to this smells fishy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that H-I-P-P-Y is especially... I think that I-E is better, but I spell it with a Y because it's more consistent with the rest of the game.
Yeah, I mean...
I'll agree that there is no one right way to spell it.
The thing is, I'm pretty sure, like, I don't like H-I-P-P-Y, but I arrived at that as the correct spelling for some reason.
Lilac says cookie.
Oh, cookie. And nookie.
I mean, that's good enough for me.
Come on, the nookie. Come on, so you can take that cookie and stick it in your... Yeah! God, I hate Fred Durst.
Why are you...
Just more than anything. I
feel sorry for Fred
Durst. If somebody... Like, if Q came up to me and said, you know what, Zach? I'm going to bend the laws of space and time to allow you to stick a knife into anything you want. Like, I wouldn't somehow... All right, I want to stick my knife into the thing that is preventing cancer from being cured. No. Fred Durst.
Yeah. Green Slime says yuppie.
I think that's just derived from hippie, though.
Yeah,
I guess that's true. Well, or at least in a similar fashion.
Wow, this is 120 minutes of English. of English. Also 120 minutes of Mad versus the Kingdom of Loathing.
Glebe says, why does the Radhead balloon only have one ear? Well, you know how, like, sometimes when one member of a family is getting chemotherapy and the others will, like, shave their heads, you know, in a show of solidarity? The Radhead balloon was modeled after this rat that was friends with the drummer from Def Leppard. and Vincent Van Gogh. when trying to think of somebody that has only one ear, you know who I thought of?
Arm.
The drummer from Def Leppard. Istanbul says, here's an idea for a new KOLOween item. A sucker that has a picture of an underage anime girl on it. A lollipop. Like Lolli.
Oh,
like
that's...
But while the pun is mildly humorous, I don't think we need to get in the context of pedophilia on this one. Because you know what you do with this.
Unless there's tentacles involved, because that's funny.
Yeah. Spaghetti breakfast.
Yeah.
CSI guy said, weird. I had a dream about CSI.
Really?
I've still never watched it.
I haven't either. I don't think I've ever seen, like, I've been in rooms where there was a television on and some CSI show was on. I know, I can't take it seriously because one of the main, like, serious actors is the guy who played the camp cook in Wet Hot American Summer. But I'm sorry, but that guy is fucking crazy no matter what movie he's in. I will never be able to take him seriously.
In Oz, he's like a gay Nazi crazy man.
And it,
oh,
I
he's
mean, in Harold and
no,
it, White
he's
Castle,
the
he's
other
the,
guy.
The freak show that like covered in boils.
Oh yeah,
like,
that's right.
Singer guy, like,
well, there's 2,200 people on right now.
Damn, yeah, you're so crowded.
Getting close to 2,300. Spooky. Them new servers appear to be doing their shit. I'm happy that the money was worth it.
Yeah.
Thanks for the incident.
Anyway, CSI guy asks if there will ever be more classes or more stats, and no, not in this game.
Adding a new class would be a gigantic clusterfuck.
Jump the Shark says, what did you originally want to be when you were kids? Fireman? Astro scientist? Hobo?
I didn't really know until I was
junkie.
Like, yeah, junkie. I didn't really know until I was like a teenager and started writing computer programs that I decided I wanted to be a computer programmer when I grew up, and look what I'm doing now.
I always thought astronaut would be fun, but I never did anything to go towards it.
Yeah, I don't think I would have been allowed to become an astronaut anyway, because I think you have to have perfect vision to become an astronaut. So they told me, my kindergarten guidance counselor was like, dude, forget it. There's no fucking way that's ever going to happen. So you might as well just put on your blue shirt and work at a gas station. And I was like, no, but can't I go to school? And they were like, oh, right, yeah, okay. And then they let me go to school.
I took... In high school, they gave us those computerized job aptitude tests that tell you what your best career choice would be. And mine came out as a tie between either a stand-up comedian or a mortician.
It's weird that it would tell you stand-up comedian. It seems like that's the kind of thing that would be really hard to gauge.
Yeah.
Mine always told me that I should be a systems analyst when I took those. And, I mean, I ended up being, like, an IT guy, so, what I mean, yeah. Which is what they called... I mean, systems analyst is kind of what they called IT guys back then.
I don't ever remember the results of my aptitude test. I remember getting a lot of offers from the Army because I was good at the ASVAB test.
I never took the ASVAB.
They made a
second. I don't think I did either.
That may have been before your all's time.
But you actually had to take it in high school?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they shoved us in a big bingo hall and just made us take it. Actually, I kind of like the ASVAB.
I would actually like to take it. I feel
It had, like, the gear section, and it had, like, the coding section. I mean, the decoding section, which I thought, which is, like, under a time pressure thing. I kind of like that test.
Yeah.
As much as one can enjoy a standardized test.
See, I enjoy standardized tests in general, man. Like, I like a bunch of little puzzles you got to solve, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I guess
it's like a waste of my time.
I'm good at standardized tests, and people enjoy things that they're good at, so, I mean, that's probably part of it. But yeah, it's like, I'm just thinking, it's going to be so awesome later on when I can feel all superior to everybody, except for hot stuff. God damn it.
So apparently you can't be an astronaut if you're over 6'1".
Yeah, that's the other thing. Huh. I don't think that I had considered for a while joining the Air Force just because I knew that they wouldn't ever put me in combat because I wasn't allowed to fly.
Yeah.
I'm too tall because of the whole G's making the blood run out of your head thing. You know, like when they bust a cap in you with day 9.
In the plane.
No, you know, I meant gravities. Gravitrons.
Units of acceleration equivalent to gravitational pull.
Nicodemus says, if only turtle tamers can use combos, why isn't it the case that only seal clubbers get automatic hits with lunging thrust smack? It seems asymmetrical. That's something that I'm, you know, think about periodically. I mean,
it would piss off a lot of people.
It would piss off a lot of people, but it would also force a lot of people to figure out a new way of playing the game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't see restricting people from using lunging thrust smack synergy and having access to MMJs is that big of a deal. I mean, I think
it's kind of the point of Ascension is to allow that.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, now that we have the precedent with the turtle tamers, which is funny because it's not really precedent so much as antecedent.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there may or may not be some change that makes the lunging thrust smack synergy strategy slightly less, I'm going to say less boring. Not less powerful, but less boring with NS13, but maybe not, you know. I mean, because it is working exactly the way we anticipated. It's just the whole
interesting that became the de facto strategy for killing monsters.
Yeah. And it's
I think we've done some work to sweeten the deal with spells with the elemental fixer cookbooks and the
yeah, but it's not far enough. And I don't at some point we're going to have to we're going to have to not super overpower spells.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, it's goofy that muscle classes do the most damage for MP. That's not the character I want for that relationship.
You can make the lunging thrust smacks free. Then they just do the most damage.
Right. Arya Potterstein says, will there be any new snow cones or snow cone oriented mechanics implemented? No. Those are as done as they're going to be.
Yeah.
Griffin P. asks if we've seen the Pirates of the Caribbean MMO in development.
Huh. Nope.
I looked at the
thing
with the stuff, and it seems very information light, that website. I don't know. I refuse to get excited about MMOs.
Yeah. I mean, if I thought there was a good chance that the interesting sounding ones would come out for Mac, I might get excited.
I mean, if I thought there was any chance that the interesting ones would come out at any point in the next, like, 2 years, might be willing. I'd rather just not think about it, you know, until it actually happens. You know, the anticipation for World of Warcraft was fun, but we knew it was going to be good, you know? Like, it's Blizzard. Of course it's going to be good.
I still refuse to play it.
What do you think about the whole OMG, they're allowing an alliance race to become shaman and a horde race to become paladins?
No, I hadn't heard of that.
Everybody's like, I was surprised. Like, the Tycho on Penny Arcade was like, this is pure bullshit. I'm doing that. And I'm like, I would have
expected...
It seems
like he says that a lot, though.
But I mean, I would have expected kind of a more relaxed attitude. I mean, it's just not a big deal, to me, at least. I mean, and I have a level 60 shaman, you know, like, I'm the kind of person that is pissed off by this. But they talked about how, you know, this is interesting from a design standpoint. I saw a justification that Blizzard made, which was that there are a lot of high-end instance stuff, like where boss fights will require you to have, you know, three hunters in a group of 40 people that are taking it down, because there's some specific hunter skill that you get earlier in the instance that allows you to, like, you know, tranquilize the boss for a certain period of time or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, every class has really well-defined roles in all of these big boss fights, except shamans and paladins, because if a shaman had a really well-defined role in it, only a horde raid group would ever be able to do
right
what's going on in there, and that kind of sucks. I mean, that content should not be faction-specific.
Right.
And it's like, people are talking about how the way that paladins and shaman are balanced against each other, it's just such that as soon as people get level 60 paladins in horde, no horde shaman will ever be able to find a group again because paladins are so much better. And I just don't think that's true. I think that they're distinct enough. And if that becomes the case, they will fix it. They will balance it out.
Yeah. Nerf.
I mean, I don't understand why people are so critical of a company that is obviously good at what they're doing. You know, it's like the questioning. I mean, people do it to us, and I guess I wouldn't say that we're obviously good at what we're doing. But I mean, I think we're good at what we do. I think we generally make decisions that make the game better. I guess it's just going to happen. And when it happens with a company like Blizzard, it's just much more visible. It's much more pronounced.
They also have a lot more people to make happy than we do.
Which is a good thing, because our servers wouldn't be able to handle that much shit, man.
No shit.
We have a stronger community, though. Yeah. I believe that we have a stronger community than World of Warcraft because of the just sharding of the world that they have.
Yeah, I can't see how you could ever build a
sharding. Like when you think you have to fart.
Yeah.
I think that...
Not sharding, but sharding. not Shardik, the bear.
Or Schrodinger.
Schrodinger.
Yeah. Schrodinger,
so I was playing that toy piano.
I think that while sharding is a very well defined or very good design point, it doesn't do anything for the community. I mean, it just factionalizes everything.
Yeah. Although now, I guess there must not have been a lot of fanfare, because I wasn't even aware of this until I went in. My wife's World of Warcraft account expired because her credit card expired that it was billed on, right? And so I went into her account management thing to set it up again. And they have instituted $25 realm-to-realm character transfers.
I heard they were going to do that.
I knew they were going to, but I didn't know that they had. And it's neat.
You can't trade from PvP to PvE, though, can you?
You can.
Or vice versa? You can?
You can, you just can't go the other direction. According to what I read, you can't get a character to 60 on a non-PvP server and then move it to a PvP server, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you decide that you're sick of being on a PvP server and you want to move to a PvE server, I believe that you can.
Huh.
That makes sense.
It's $25, which is a lot of money, but, I mean, it's not a lot of money if you compare it to, you know, being able to play with your friends as opposed to having to spend another 6 months leveling a character up if you're, like, casual. And you can only do it once every 6 months with a single character. So I don't know what they were trying to avoid with that. It seems like... I can't imagine a problem where 6 months was necessary. I can see not letting you do it, like, every day or whatever. I mean, I suppose with it limited like that, you couldn't, you know, I guess a gold farmer couldn't move to servers where commodities that they had a shitload of were a lot more expensive, and it's worth $25 to move.
That's sort of an interesting concept in its own right, though.
And then come back. Yeah, I mean, there was just another story on Slashdot. I was thinking about this because right before the show, I was, like, reading the comments and that, you know, Blizzard disabled another 60,000 accounts for real-life money to gold trades.
Let that be a warning to you all.
Yeah. If you sell meat on eBay, Blizzard might come after you.
Blizzard just rabid.
I mean, you know, I'm
PCP.
I'm still not sold on it being a big deal. I mean, I feel like any game where you can do something boring all day and it makes you better at the game is going to have people...
The problem with it, though, from a totally business perspective, is that it's the exchanging money, or money through hands without them being able to control it. It's like people are spending money because of the game, but Blizzard isn't seeing a cent of it.
But the thing is, I feel like there are a lot of people who would quit playing if they had to farm all that game themselves.
Yeah.
But will keep playing because, you know, they're able to spend $10 and get what would take them 6 months to accumulate, and so they don't get bored with the game and stop playing before that 6 months is up.
Hmm.
I don't know to what extent that happens. I mean, it seems like in order for the gold farmers to be making any money, there have to be a lot more people buying the gold than there are farming it. Right? I mean, because it's not like...
Well, also keep in mind that they're using Chinese labor to do all this most of the time.
And honestly, I saw this early draft of like a documentary about Chinese gold farmers, right? And it showed inside one of these places, and it was like five or six guys sitting at computers playing World of Warcraft.
Oh yeah, I understand.
Hours. And then in the other room, there's like a cot, you know, and it's like, I know a lot of people in this country who would voluntarily do that for a living wage if they were allowed to, and it's like, it's not like it's fucking salt mines, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot worse things you could be doing.
Yeah.
It's menial, it's sort of dehumanizing, I will, because you're playing World of Warcraft, that's just...
just playing World of Warcraft is dehumanizing.
Yeah, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, and the giant morality continuum, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I mean, shit, it beats flipping burgers.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, you know, it beats sewing fucking Nikes together, you know? Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like little kids doing it was all like college students. You know, and whatever, like I feel like you could do the same thing in China doing that as people here do when they like decide to work on a fishing boat in Alaska for a summer, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, okay, this is horrible and the hours are long, but I do it for a while and, you know, they give me a place to sleep and I have no idea what it's like trying to make a living in China, but, you know, it's got to be possible to make a living in China because they're alive.
And, I just think that Blizzard's main problem with it is just not being part of the money process, which, from a totally business perspective, makes sense to me. I mean, there are good reasons that we would say that makes that wrong, but whenever you've got a huge corporation like Blizzard and the people who control them, it's not what am I trying to say? The people who would think like we do don't always get to make the decisions.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's
what's neat about little outfits like this.
Yeah,
the people who think the way we do get to make the decisions.
Yeah,
because it's us.
Red Papa says, "Hey, can you guys get another 64K radio server with all that money? I can never get in." Well, the radio station is not us, so you can give them some money, and they could maybe get some more 64K slots. The problem with that is that they don't need it most of the time. They only need it during our shows, sort of, and that's where the spikes are, and it makes more sense financially for them to buy, you know, for them to pay for enough servers to be able to deal with their load 95% of the time, and then the 5% of the time that we're on here, it pegs out. Ogle Boppeter says, are Ronald and Grimace named after the McDonald's characters? No.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
It's a direct, total coincidence.
Yeah, it's weird. NicoChan314 says, is cake best in life when splattered on your arm and car? Yeah, that is what's best in life. Did you guys hear that story?
No.
Can I disable a Hellbear88 for being a jackass?
What did he do?
Check the bottom of the messages.
I must need to reload.
Cake best. Okay, up there.
Oh, God.
It's like maybe 50 messages.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I'm just going to ban him. Because it may have been a mistake.
Possibly. Yeah, so the wife told this story on their radio show Tuesday night, but as we were driving home from Comic-Con, we stopped at, like, Kentucky Fried Chicken to get some food, right? Because, haha, my wife's black.
Yeah.
And we got our food, and they hadn't... We drove off to eat it in the car in a different parking lot for some reason and realized that there was like part of our order missing. So I went back in there and they were like, oh, hey, we got the missing part of your order. We tried to find you, but you'd already left. Here, have a dessert for free. And I'm like, and they're like, come on, just pick one. I'm like, okay, I'll take this strawberry cheesecake. And it was like one of those prepackaged like little cardboard triangle boxes with a cheesecake inside it, right? And I get back to the car, and Phoenix is like, you know, none of us really wanted it. And she was like, eh, keep it. We'll throw it out the window as we're going down the highway, and it'll be funny. So we eat, we take off, we're headed down the highway, and I decide, all right, time to throw this pie out the window. And I guess I wasn't aware of this, but there was like a cop right near us when this happened. But that turned out to not be a big deal, because I unwrapped the thing, and so I basically have like a triangle of cardboard with this piece of pie on it. I roll down my window. I go to like stick my hand outside the window to like toss it, and as soon as it hits the stream of air coming in the window, it just liquefies. My entire arm, there's a picture of this posted somewhere, my entire arm is just covered with this pink goo.
Lovely.
And the entire, like, it gets all over my, like, clothes and the inside of my car, the inside front seat, the inside back seat. We stopped at a rest area, and there's just this smear splattered down the end. It's like somebody fired a cheesecake shotgun into the window of the car.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous.
Shotgun.
But, yeah. Don't try this at home, kids. Or, I mean, well, first of all, don't drive real fast inside your house.
So, trying it at home is funny.
Ashland asks if I can do a specific thing before Sunday, and yes, I can, and I will. Disco Rabbi asks if we're drunk. I wouldn't say that I'm drunk. I would say that I've been drinking. They're not drunk at all.
I'm not.
Gorblax asks if I could please Wilsonize the name Hedwig for the snowy owl. No, because I want people to be able to make references to Hedwig and the Angry Inch, because that's a great movie. I'm being sarcastic.
No, you're not.
Totally.
Nuh-uh.
Gorblax says, America, it's not illegal if you don't want it to be.
Woo! Right.
Sconey says, what are the current plans regarding Nerf rockets at Stasis? Have the plans been canceled, suspended, put on the back burner, or going ahead? I don't know that they were ever, like, finalized. I don't know that there ever were any real plans. I mean, we've been thinking about stuff. Like, your axe wound. Your gash. Yeah, we're going out on that song.
Yeah, I figured we were.
I don't know. There is an item in the Wikigasm that I'm gonna be working on. It's a sort of change to the way the combat familiars work on the back end that makes it a little easier to deal with, and that what we may end up doing. What I would kind of like to do is to make it so that familiars are more likely to act. Most notably, like, familiars that act on every round of combat. They're more likely to act than usual in early rounds and less likely to act in later rounds. What we were thinking was that, like, they'd be twice as likely as normal or one and a half times as likely as normal in the first round to act, and then half as likely on the fifth round. And then, you know, either keep going down from there or just stay at half as likely, which wouldn't really fix anything at all as far as, like, starfishing or whatever. But, which is not the main thing with Stasis, though. The main thing is those saw spheres. So we may still change the way those work. I don't know, man. We're thinking about it. We need, I think, before we seriously nerf Stasis, we need more options for getting MP in Ascension runs.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, there are some plans. Yeah. Vicky says, now that you have the technology, the confused effect should change the image of the monster you fight into a random other one, a la hallucinating in NetHack.
Hmm.
I don't know. Pants Thief says, stop rigging the raffle. Stop frigging in the rigging.
The reason why the same people keep winning the raffle over and over is because the same people keep participating in the raffle over and over.
Yeah, I mean, if there's only, like, a dozen people that are buying all the tickets, then those are going to be the people that win.
And they will eventually run out of meat, and everybody will have a chance.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the beauty of the meat sink.
Let's see. Who won it this time?
Hmm.
The Duminator says, Jick, I'm ashamed. A cardboard staff and no Penny Arcade reference? Why? I put in a Penny Arcade reference.
Did you?
Yeah. The tube is civilization thing.
Ah, okay.
It was neat. Phoenix got a picture of the... Got a sketch of the cardboard tube samurai in her Comic-Con sketchbook.
Excellent.
Disco Rabbi says, I'm on the last boss of Jumper 2, and I can't beat it. Damn it. There are bosses in that game?
Yeah, there's all sorts of them.
Whoa, Juicewami says, I met Jojack Talcum of the Dead Milkmen, and he officially knows about KOL, his role in it, and told me he might join. Neat. Morbank says, Dear Riff, clean! Love, Morbank. What the hell does that mean?
Clean. It's a reference to this one puzzle in Insane Steve's puzzle contest that drove us all nuts.
Which one was it? The color grid thing?
No, it was an earlier one. Actually, I think it was the first legitimate puzzle in the contest. It was like Scrabble letters or something.
How did you, what was the solution to that color grid thing that you guys were stumped on for so long?
I think that's the one that we never... I don't know what the solution actually was, because that was the one that we never got past. And everyone got pissed at it and gradually gave up.
Mellowcork says, As for the special messages, you can just make main hand items count. I thought about it. And it could just be like you follow up with a quick jab with your whatever. The way that worked, we couldn't do two separate damage messages, and I don't remember exactly why.
Hey, Dr. McNinja update.
Because we wanted that. We didn't want all the plus melee bonuses to stack twice.
Yeah.
I think.
Seems like that was the reason.
Smidge says, this is funny. Smidge took his Mr. Magnifico pills this morning. How about a physical resistant ultra rare at the peak? Make sure it has at least 31 hit points too. it wouldn't be an ultra rare. It would actually be like a relatively common encounter, which is something we aren't gonna do. Gore Black says the guitars could go whammy bar
like that.
Rickett says, after the bleeding minigame rolled out, Syrinx Louie collected some data. A 41 out of 110 defender beat a 97 out of 97 attacker. 53 out of 53 beat a 140 out of 182 defender. Yeah, 97 attacker beat 93, 146 defender. That last one is fine.
Yeah.
Vistran says, you should check out the Portal team's original version of the game, Narbacular Drop. What does Narbacular mean? The Doominator says, okay, we know Jick reads Penny Arcade. Does anybody there read Control-Alt-Delete?
No.
Aralis asks if we have any idea when the spiffy new merchandise will be available for sale in the store, like the Naga shirt and the Tiny Plastics. Tiny Plastics after KOL Con, because we don't even have them yet. We don't have any more of them. The other shirts, basically any day now. We were just kind of... making it so that there wasn't like this swamp of new orders at exactly the same time we were going to Comic-Con, so that Slyania didn't have to go insane. Skullcracker13 says, Jick, I really wanted to go to Comic-Con, but I'm too far away. Please make them have it in Chicago next year. I'll see what I can do. Goreblack says, I thought her real name was Phoenix. Speaking of which, what's it like being married to the city in which you live? I'm like trying to prevent the city that I live from finding out about my mistress, the sea. So it's tough. Luckily, Phoenix is not coastal.
Huh, so apparently the color maze was a minesweeper grid.
Huh.
I don't remember the puzzle at all. So I don't know.
Darkhaf also points us to the Narbacular drop. Or Narbacular. Nebacular. The Dark One says, is there any kind of time limit on the super awesome Comic-Con item code, or will it be good forever? They should be good forever. I mean, we're not planning on preventing them from working at any point. Glebe says, everyone in the world is right. The drop-down menu sucks. Although Jeffrey Duke says, I love the drop-down menu. After spending so much time in compact mode, normal mode is confusing. A semi-compact mode would just give in to peer pressure. Don't give in to the man! Lady LaWanda says, I love the drop-down menu. My old eyes can't read that tiny text, and I'm only 20. Yeah, I agree. I am baffled when I'm in full mode. Sometimes I would actually like a full mode with the compact mode top menu.
We could make it, just make it into two separate modes, top pane compact and left pane compact.
I mean, there'd have to be like four different frame sets for that, but...
Yeah, there might.
Gorblack says, in Nash Crosby Still, I find it very funny that you have to be level 15 to press a button. Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah, I have to know where to put the alcohol. That takes some skill.
Why do people keep saying there is no Penny Arcade reference in the cardboard staff? Because there totally is. Let me make sure that actually went in.
I'm going to look, even though I don't read Penny Arcade and wouldn't recognize it if I saw it.
There is. It's right there. The tube is civilization. Yeah. Oh no, the person to whom I'm handing out the radio just logged out, Zord.
No!
Let's see. Okay, this hardcore mole guy is kind of a douchebag, too.
You're gonna kill him, too?
Sparemeister says, dudes, last week I saw a guy give one of those I'm deaf, please donate for this sign language cards to a guy with one eye. Freaked me directly the fuck out. I've never seen one of those.
Me either. I don't go outside very much.
One time when I was at school at ASU, this guy was going around handing out cards that segment. The cards explained, the person who gave you this card is not speaking as a show of solidarity and support for gays, lesbians, bisexuals, the transgendered, and their allies. And we started talking about how funny it would be to describe yourself as an ally of the transgendered. Because, like, what, I mean, you provide, like, air support? Or, like, what do you...
It sounds like...
Reinforcement?
It sounds like an epithet for a science fiction hero. It's like, Barthar, ally of the transgendered!
Kirana says, boo, creepy foot doctor. Hooray, beer.
What?
Apparently referencing the exact same thing that the other people are talking about. Rhinox says, hey, guys, hey, Jick, did you guys meet Maddox at Comic-Con? Yeah, my wife actually talked him into coming out for a drink with us one of the nights after con, and he's a cool guy. He headbutted her in the ovaries, though. and he put one of my eyes out with his pirate hook. Yarr. Pika Champ says, what will I do when school starts and I can no longer stay up to listen to your show? Well, you will go to either the podcast or jickshow.asymmetric.net and download your very own version of the offline version of our show.
Insert theme music here.
Hellbear88 says, will there be mini games to ear meat to play after you have no adventures? Ear
Ew.
Meat.
I'm not Evander Holyfield. I don't have spare ear meat.
Gorblax came to the realization that the chat is like multiplayer Notepad.
That's a Bash.org quote.
You can't erase what other people write. Yeah, looking through all of Hellbear88's stuff.
Isn't it great?
It really is. Talola says, what did you guys end up doing with the huge cardboard sword and martini guy? That was not cardboard. That was friggin' wood, man. And it's right here in the office with us, being all menacing.
And in the way.
He looks kind of sad with his legs off like that, though.
Lovely. That was a great thing to do on the radio.
Ogle Boppeter says, there should be a third moon called Hamburglar.
Yeah, that's the... There is.
Togashi Kokujin says, what did you guys get on the SATs? You should find the show in the archives where we all go into detail about that. Sir Roger says, if you're too tall, your legs will be amputated when ejecting from the cockpit. Wow. So,
hot.
If you had, like, gangrene on your legs and you couldn't afford the surgery to have them amputated, does
just
that mean you could just, like, join the Air Force and become a pilot? And you get free leg amputation. Although, you'd probably bleed to death.
Or gangrene to death. Here's like the same thing, only green and kind of gross. Echelon says, which comes first, NS-13 or Hammock? Yes.
Either. Not neither?
Maybe.
Both.
We should stop being on the radio soon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is kind of going downhill.
I'm asking Merrick if he's ready for this jelly. All right. I'm going to give Merrick a quick countdown because I'm totally playing the Axe Wound song again. I need to find it.
Think about it again.
Yeah, this sucks because I can never remember where it is in this giant directory full of kind of misnamed files. The Thinking About Your Axe Wound. There we go. It's just called Thinking About Your Axe Wound at MP3. And it's only a minute long, so in 1 minute, you'll be in the capable hands of Merrick, who will lead you on into evening stillness. And we'll see you. You know, I'm going to... No, I'll be here Monday. So, yeah, I'll see you Monday.
I may or may not be here on Thursday, so there may or may not be a show.
We'll figure something out. I'll be in a place with Nama where I can probably do a broadcast, and we may be able to Skype one or the other if anybody else in. So, all right. And in any case, we'll see you Monday.
See ya.
See ya. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your axe wound. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your gash. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your axe wound. Singing about your gash. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your spasm. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your flange. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your spasm. Singing about your flange. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your spanters. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your snatch. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your spanters. Singing about your snatch. Dibbity-dibbity-flash, dibbity-dibbity-minge. Dibbity-flash, dibbity-dibbity-gash. Dibbity-slop, dibbity-box. Dibbity-mound, dibbity-wax-loom. Minge, flange, slop. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your axe wound. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your gash. Oh, baby, I'm singing about your axe wound. Singing about your gash.